The Trump administration is considering a near shutdown of refugee admissions, potentially reducing the cap from 30,000 to zero or close to it. That's despite concerns for refugees who risk their lives to help American troops and the potential impact on refugee resettlement efforts for years to come. Politico pros Ted Hessen revealed the plan last week after security officials met in D.C. Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Hessen and began by asking about the origins of this proposal.
There was a meeting earlier this month between Trump administration officials across departments where they were talking about what the refugee ceiling should be in the coming year. And essentially, this is the number that typically limits how many refugees are let into the country each year. And under Trump, that has progressively dropped from, you know, President Obama had proposed something around 110,000 refugees to come in before he left office. And then as soon as President Trump came in, he slashed that number. And it's gone as low last year as 30,000, which was the lowest refugee cap on record. So in this meeting last week where officials were talking about what it should be in the coming year, an official from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services actually suggested that the number could go as low as zero, which would effectively end the program, at least for the coming year.
So for those that some would label hardliners, what is their argument in favor of going that low?
You know, there were several arguments put forward. One is that there are ongoing security concerns, in this meeting. And another argument that hardline officials said was that asylum processing at the border essentially accomplishes the same thing as the refugee program, and that those resources could be redirected to the border to process people there. Those are just a few of the things that have been put out. Of course, supporters of the refugee program reject those ideas and have made the case that there are already thousands of people in the pipeline who have gone through some degree of vetting, if not advanced vetting, and are more or less ready to come to the U.S. So there's almost no reason to say that it needs to be cut to zero if there's already people that are ready to come.
And Ted, I don't ask an ignorant question, but there is a clear definition, a clear delineation here between someone who could be considered an immigrant as opposed to a refugee. Refugees are categorized in a different way. So does this look even more hardline and even more harsh?
I think that's a good point to make, and it's commonly confused. When we're talking about refugees, we're talking about people who apply from overseas and through the current process go through the United Nations refugee program and then are referred to different countries around the world, including the U.S. Asylum is something different. It's when people are arriving at the border or are within the U.S. and then seek humanitarian protections while they're here. So there's sort of two separate tracks. And so far, what we've seen from the Trump administration and President Trump is him come out and say that he doesn't think the asylum seekers, the people who arrive at the border, are legitimate. You know, by and large, he thinks that these are fraudulent cases, people that want to get into the U.S. for jobs, and that don't have a legitimate threat back in their home country. And now we're seeing that extended to the refugee program. You know, it's worth noting that, of course, Trump also expressed skepticism about refugees going as far back as his first presidential campaign. He, after attacks in Paris that were allegedly executed by refugees there, he called for a pause on refugee admissions to the U.S. as what he was proposing at the time as a ban on Muslims entering the U.S. So it's not necessarily new to see the Trump administration wanting to clamp down on refugees, but this is the furthest extent that we've seen that so far.
So is this more about politics or is it more about national security, at least as the administration argues it?
It's very important to remember that we're rolling into the 2020 presidential election, and it's clear President Trump has made immigration a central issue of that so far. He's pushed out policies that have restricted asylum, that have made it easier to remove people who are in the country illegally. And they're battling in courts to allow those policies to stand. So I think a degree of this is the overall posture of the Trump administration being tough on immigration, both legal and illegal immigration. But at the same time, there is also this political debate that's coming up and how he's going to want to stake out his ground versus his Democratic opponents.
And Ted, finally, what are you watching for next, and when does a decision on the number of refugee admissions need to be made?
I think it's really important to highlight that this meeting that occurred earlier this month was a preliminary conversation about what the refugee cap should be in coming years. And even in previous years, there's been a lively debate amongst hardliners in the administration and supporters of the refugee program who think the numbers should be higher. I think one thing to watch will be the Department of Defense and how fiercely they come out to advocate for this program. You know, it might come as a surprise to some, but the Defense Department is a supporter of the refugee program because for amongst several reasons, there are Iraqi interpreters and translators who assisted U.S. military forces who are able to enter the U.S. legally through refugee channels. And I think they're afraid that if that cap goes down to zero, certainly, or even just down to the low thousands, that the people who come through that program won't be able to come any longer.
Okay. That is Ted Heston. He's an immigration reporter for Politico Pro. Ted, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.